Doctors are now saying that social media, especially Facebook, is fueling that Tourette's-like disorder that's affecting teens in the tiny town of Leroy, New York. You may have seen the teens. They have odd tics and twitches and some verbal tics. It all began in the fall with a few girls and now has spread to about 17 girls, one teenaged boy, and a 36-year-old woman. Dr. David Lichter has treated several of the sufferers. He's familiar with the others. He says this may be a psychological condition. He's a professor of neurology at the University of Buffalo's School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. So, Dr. Lichter, how does social media fuel this?
Well, to understand that, you really have to understand the basis for the spread of this disorder in the past, which is psychogenic in nature.
We've heard that word. What does that mean, psychogenic?
Well, it means that the syndrome is based in the psyche so that the underlying symptoms are generated, we believe, subconsciously from internal stress, conflict, or anxiety, and then are manifest as physical symptoms without the patient's conscious awareness of that.
Okay, so that's something a lot of people interpret as hysteria, mass hysteria. Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Mass hysteria is another name for mass psychogenic illness. Whether you call it mass hysteria or mass psychogenic illness, by far and away the majority of individuals affected are women or young women, girls, adolescents, as opposed to males in that same age group. Women maybe internalize stress more than males. Perhaps they're more sensitive to individuals in their own environment. In the cases that have been described as mass psychogenic illness before, typically you have a very small number of individuals who may have a true biologically based disorder. It may come down with physical symptoms or perhaps neurological symptoms, which have a true biological basis. And then other people in the immediate environment start to develop the same kind of behaviors, but subconsciously.
So that's why we had cases of school kids and teachers who'd have nausea and vomiting, an outbreak of uncontrolled laughing that lasted months in Chinese factory workers. These were largely women. You're saying that maybe the first couple of people might have had something that was biological, but then the rest almost catch it psychologically?
Yes, that's exactly right. But the spread here is not through a virus or bacterium or other infectious agent. The spread is through line of sight, and that's where the social networking comes in. So in the past, you've had the spread occurring from person to person who've been in a very enclosed, segregated environment like schools or institutions. And nowadays, I think we have the capability of the same kind of spread, again, through direct line of sight through video. I do believe that the same thing happens with YouTube and Facebook. We know that a number of these individuals have uploaded video tapes of themselves, and I think the potential exists. Just as in those segregated institutions, if you happen to be vulnerable in some way, if you have stresses and conflicts and anxieties of your own, and you see people behaving in a certain way or developing certain physical symptoms, you may be prone to adopt that same physical symptom or behavior. And this, I think there's a potential for this to occur if you receive that visual input over the web or over TV in the same manner as if this person was in your own classroom.
So some of these young girls who posted videos of themselves showing them, you know, having these tics and these, you know, one girl saying, hey, 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 and her arm flinging up, you're saying that other people just seeing that might have literally picked it up themselves. You know the resistance to this. First of all, this idea that women might be more vulnerable to something that's called mass hysteria. Many women see that as insulting. They see that as a weakness in women. But you used another word, which was sensitivity.
Yes, I think so. There have been a number of explanations for why women may be more at risk of this kind of behavior. Some people feel that women internalize stress more. Another thing is that it's been shown that women are more sensitive to things that are going on in their environment than men are. It's women who do seem to be more sensitive, perhaps empathize physically or emotionally more with people who seem to be suffering in their immediate environment.
Well, it's fascinating because it seems as if you're saying, I remember years ago when the word meme, M-E-M-E, first came about, this idea that you could have an idea online that could almost be like a virus. You're saying that people can pick up a psychological disorder in the same way. But a couple questions. Yeah. First of all, there have been cases, there was one in Britain where teenagers were diagnosed with the same thing, conversion disorder, and it turned out their symptoms were linked to pesticide poisoning from a chemical on cucumbers that they were eating at lunch. Now, you know, a lot of parents in upstate New York feel that there may be the same kind of thing there. There was a toxic spill in 1970. How can you be sure that it's not something else?
You're quite right. There was a toxic spill which took place. It was over 40 years ago. That toxic plume, as it's being called, actually does seem to be moving slowly away from the school and not closer to the school. The contents that were spilled, there's one in particular called TCE, has been looked at by the New York State Department of Health. There's been no previous cases where exposure to this particular chemical has resulted in any kind of neurological disorder, particularly no movement disorder or tick-like disorder. But the other thing is you have to ask yourself why it is that only young girls in this particular school have come down with this very circumscribed group of symptoms, and also not other people living in the immediate environment.
We should we again say there is one boy, but you make the point that there's so many girls. And what about you know, people who doubt whether it's real, that they might be faking it?
All I can say is that these individuals, the vast majority, have been evaluated by doctors from the Dent Neurological Institute in the first place, and then subsequently by others who have been brought in to provide second opinions. And where the children have been carefully evaluated by skilled professionals, to date, what we know is that all those who have undergone such careful evaluation have all been diagnosed with conversion disorder, which is quite different from other kinds of psychologically based syndromes where the patient does have conscious awareness and is feigning their symptoms. All of these individuals who have been evaluated in the Leroy outbreak have been found to have very serious underlying psychological conflict, stresses, and anxieties in their lives.
Or just the stress of the darn social networking. We've been talking about that in the office. I mean, that can be very stressful.
Absolutely. You know, I think that can provide an additional stress if you're continually being exposed to this day after day. I think the spotlight needs to be turned off these children and their families, and they need to be given the time to heal, because this, I think, just perpetuates underlying anxiety.
Well, when you see some of the pictures of these girls online, you know, you can't imagine that somebody would make this up. These tics seem really unbearable.
Yes.
But are they treatable?
Well, they are treatable, but you don't treat them with tic-suppressing medications. You provide psychological support, counseling, psychotherapy, and if there are underlying anxiety disorders, you can treat that with medications as well. But the important thing is to make sure that the diagnosis is well understood by the whole family, not just the individual, but the parents.
Dr. David Lichter, who's treating several of the sufferers of this disorder in upstate New York. He's a professor of neurology at the University of Buffalo School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. Dr. Lichter, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.